Hey, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Molly.
And I'm Chris. And you're listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast.
Molly, is that the order you were talking about?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you were talking about the order we're going to be playing this game.
What's hilarious is I meant for Molly to do the DCP Anonymous part, and for whatever reason, my brain went, that's second, not third.
I was like, Molly, we have a way of figuring out who goes first in the game. We do the wait time.
And take two.
No, this is staying in. Hey, howdy, hey. It's Monorail Rye, and joining me today is the one who asked the right question, Monorail Molly.
For our friends at home, before we started recording, I had very kindly asked Rye, what order are we doing, speaking in terms of what names we say at the intro, and he just said, you'll find out, and I was like, okay, great.
So Molly goes, what order are we going in? And I thought, because we're playing a game, friends, this is what we're doing today. Spoiler alert, we're playing a game. I thought she was referring to what order in the game are we going, not what order are we going to introduce ourselves. So that's where we are. The other one joining me today is the one who did not ask me a question to confuse me and to confuse all of you, River Guide Chris.
I was really worried I wasn't going to get an intro here for a second. What's up, everybody?
You have an intro. Welcome. Okay, so yeah, here's spoiler alert. We're going to be playing a game today. It's going to be called Disney Password Break-In. We'll get into this in a minute. First, let's go around the Zoom, see if anyone's got anything new going on in life.
Nothing new and exciting over here for me.
No. I'm old and I'm lame because my most exciting news is I bought 3 new Christmas sweaters.
Hey, nice. I also bought a new Christmas sweater.
One of them has Goofy on it, though, so y'all know how I feel about this. Like,
I do. Very. I love that for you. I love that for you.
Fantastic. Not the one I'm wearing, but I am wearing a Disney Christmas sweater now that I think about it. Most merry.
Hey, there you go. Very nice. Mine just says dogs and coffee.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nope. Okay, Disney news. What's going on? What's happening? Anything.
Honestly, I haven't heard a whole lot of anything lately.
They did announce some Disneyland 70th anniversary things, Chris.
That's...
I'm
Are a week
you
off.
Upset?
No, I'm not upset. I'm upset that I was thinking that we talked about that last week, which is why I was like, I haven't done anything.
Because last week you said, I feel like there was something, but I don't remember what. And this is probably what it was.
Probably what it was. Yes, Disney 70th anniversary, Disneyland 70th anniversary. Let me pull up. Do you have it up, Ryan, already?
I have one up. I don't know if it's going to be the exact same as yours. Send it over your way, though, to see if it's
go ahead
the
and
same.
You start talking, and I'll pull my...
Okay, well, you can correct me if this is wrong. So, things that I have are Wondrous Journey fireworks returning. Yes, no, maybe
yes,
so.
Yes, yes.
Yes, okay. So that, I have that. I have... A New World of Color Happiness at Disney California Adventure, a nighttime spectacular that will explore happy through a kaleidoscope of emotions hosted by Joy and other emotions of the hit Pixar Animation Studios film Inside Out.
Not going to lie, I'm slightly sad that they're not bringing Neil Patrick Harris back for that.
Yeah, bring back that one. The 65th was... No, that was the 60th we went. That 60th. One was,
God,
that was
we're
the
old.
Best one. Well, World of Color 1 sucks. I'll be the first one to say it. I was not happy with it.
Wow. And you are like a World of Color stan, so.
Yes. Yes. Well, did I explain to you guys what happened with that?
No.
Okay. So they now have a virtual queue for World of Color. So.
What?
Yes. It's for better. It's for priority seating type thing. So like they do to the dessert party, but then in front of the dessert party, you know how there's like the little like walkway in front of it.
Right.
So that
okay.
is now for virtual queue. So we got the virtual queue. They let you in up to, I think, 10 minutes before the show. Once the show starts, they then open up that area for everybody else to join in. So you have people just walking by, coming in, standing in front of you, and then walking out, and then walking back in, and then walking back out. And I'm like, if this is virtual queue, why are we opening this up to other people?
Right. Yeah, that's no bueno.
Like, I had my spot, and then I had people rushing in front of me and blocking my view. I just wasn't happy. But I truly don't think the show was as good as It has been in the past. So,
Good to know.
yes. Going back, sorry, along with the emotions manifesting music and moments from their favorite Walt Disney Animation Studios and Pixar's Animation Studio stories, including Turning Red, A Goofy Movie, Tangled, The Lion King, and more. Let's see what else there is. Better Together, Pixar PAL Celebration is coming back.
Okay.
Mickey and Minnie
Nice.
costumes. It looks like
I
they're
like the
dressed.
costumes.
Yeah, they're very colorful, which I like.
This is definitely, I'm going to use Disney's language from their press release here. This is definitely a kaleidoscope of color.
Yeah. And it's interesting because Mickey's kind of in more pastels in his undershirt, and then Mickey's got very vibrant colors, which is
Yes.
interesting. And it's like
I'm
blues,
loving it.
pinks, yellows, kind of Eastery colors almost.
Molly, do you have that up? Because I can share my screen with you if you'd like.
No, I've got it. I think they
Okay.
look beautiful because y'all know my aesthetic is typically big, loud.
Right.
So this is right
Yes.
up my alley.
And then
Says the girl
sleeping.
dressed all in black right now.
Literally.
Okay, for the record, it is a giant Pikachu shirt.
Okay.
Sleeping Beauty Castle will be getting decorations as well. No surprise there. It looks like it says basically they're getting the same thing as past anniversaries, which includes banners and other swank, is what it says.
Basically, per usual, they're, taking that the royal banners, the royal, it's a castle after all.
That 70th
And
crest is
like,
gorgeous.
it really is. I love it.
Again, this is all
You
artwork.
know what that kind of reminds me of? It kind of reminds me of Cinderella's carriage in Florida.
It does. The look of it does. You're
Yeah.
right. I think that's about all I
The one
saw,
you have
Chris.
not talked about,
Okay,
which
please
I'm
tell me.
shocked because you told me you wanted to see this, was the Paint the Night Parade returns to Disneyland
Oh,
Park.
yes, I did. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's coming back too. I'm really excited about that. I gotta go.
This fan favorite dazzling nighttime parade will make its grand return to the D to Disneyland for the 70th celebration, lighting up Main Street USA with stunning color and more than a million brilliant LED lights.
Do you know every time I go to Disneyland, I miss that parade by like 2 days? Every time.
Well, I am hoping to go from travel perspective, from travel agent perspective. We are doing some mini like park tour, resort tour type things to get our newer agents familiar with the properties and whatnot. I was like, I don't need a Walt Disney World one, but I could totally use a Disneyland one, which is ironic considering I'm like one of the few that live close enough to Disneyland to.
Yeah.
So hopefully in
How
November,
long
if
of a
all
flight is
goes
that for
right,
you?
I don't know because I've never taken a flight there.
I feel like it's only got to be like 2, 3 hours. It's,
Right, but here's the thing.
if that.
I have to travel 3.5, 4 hours just to get to an airport that'll take me to
True.
LAX,
True.
or better yet, John Wayne, because we
It's.
all know what LA traffic's like.
Right. So, depending on what airline you take, if you take Alaskan, it's 1 hour and 30 minutes. If you take United, it's 1 hour and 51 minutes.
Okay, from where?
From Reno to LA.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense.
I don't know what other airport's closer to you.
Salt Lake City would be the only other one. Now, just so everybody doesn't think I live in the middle of nowhere, we
He
do have
does.
an airport. I do. I do. But we do have an airport, but we have like one flight a day. It's operated by a Delta offshoot, and it flies into Salt Lake City.
Oh, well, Salt Lake City is 1 hour and 58 to 2 hours and 20 minutes, depending on,
Yeah.
again, airline.
So that's not
Okay.
bad.
Well, there you
I have
go.
to keep that in mind. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Learned something new today.
All right. Are we ready for Disney Password Break-In? Okay. So here's how this is going to work. I stole this game 100%. I stole it from the Disney Countdown show. Thank you, Dapper Danielle. Thank you, Megan the Magical Millennial. This is how this game works. So, for instance, we're going to just pretend this is a practice round. We're breaking into Cinderella's computer. She has a word or a phrase followed by a number. The way it's going to work is you're going to get 1 point for the word or phrase, 1 point for the number. If you get them both on the first try, it's 3 points. If it's the second try, 2 points. Third try, someone else gets to steal. for 1 point. Nobody gets them. I get 2 points.
Oh, what a twist.
What
I
a
was gonna say,
twist.
Molly's not used to
Welcome.
the Ryan gets random points.
Welcome to
Hold
a
on.
Ryan game day, Molly. So, this is our practice. No points are given for the practice. Cinderella's computer. The first clue is her special shoe. And the second clue is the number of fairy godmothers in the story. And then we didn't do a time for it now. So,
Molly can
Molly,
do it.
go ahead.
Oh, do you want me do you want me
Yeah, what is
to
it?
buzz in? Can I go with slipper one?
Very close. Would you like to try again? I need to be more specific.
Glass slipper one.
That is correct. So you would get on that one, 2 points
2 points.
because it wasn't as specific as it should have been. There are some in
Understandable.
here that are very, very difficult. If you get it, it's 5 points. All right. So to control, see who goes first. We are looking at Peter's Pan or Peter's Pan. Peter Pan's flight wait time.
Question:
Yes.
is this Disneyland or
Land or
Disney
world?
World? This is Disney World. Good question.
Okay, that's a very good question because there's a very big difference.
Yes, we are looking at 4:22 p.m. on Sunday. Peter Pan's flight, Magic Kingdom.
65 minutes.
Okay, Molly.
I'm gonna say 45 minutes.
You are both over. Please try
Wow.
again. What?
Whoa. What's happening? Who's sick?
What is working?
I mean, I'm not kidding. The highest wait time that I'm seeing right now is Jungle Cruise at 50 minutes. Oh wait, I take it back. Tron is 55.
Y'all want to jump on a plane real quick?
Right?
For real? Space Mountain
By
is
the time
15 minutes.
I got there, it'd be tomorrow, but still.
Mine train is 30. Am I in the right park? Hang on.
Yeah, are you in the right park? Because I'm highly concerned. Well, you have to be because
No,
there's no
mine
mine
train is
train at
30
Disneyland.
minutes.
There's no Tron at Disneyland either.
It's 30 minutes from mine train.
Man, that's crazy.
I need to know what is going on at Walt Disney World right now.
Oh, you know what? It might be that afternoon rainstorm. It
Oh,
might
it
be
could
right after
be.
that.
Oh, yep.
Is it
Could be
raining in
that.
Orlando? Let's look.
The Christmas thing that happens at Epcot that I cannot think of the name of now. Candlelight
Festival of the
Processional.
Holidays.
No, Walt Disney World Castle, Candlelight Profe
Well, do you think? Oh no, it's too early for Mickey's Very Merry, isn't it? Or
Yeah.
is it a very merry
Yeah.
day? Maybe that's why.
No. If they have a very merry, it starts in about an hour and a half.
Right, but what I'm saying is, if it is, people are avoiding that park today.
Oh, it very well could be that.
It's 73 and sunny in Orlando, so.
I don't know.
Okay,
Anyway,
anyway, back to Peter Pan.
back to Peter Pan. Can I amend my guess to 15 minutes?
Yes, you can. Chris?
Thank you.
I was going to take the 20 anyways.
It is 40 minutes, so Chris, you will get to go first.
Oh, okay.
I was so close with 45.
Right.
I know
I
you
should have
were. Kept it in my gut.
so close. I'm trying to see the very merry days.
See, and I'm trying to find Candlelight Processional right now. Nightly from November 29th through December 30th, 5 p.m.,
It is.
6:45, and 8:15.
It's a very merry day. That's
So
why
I
it's so
think
low.
the combination of the two, because your first Candlelight Processional starts in 30 minutes.
Yep.
We gotta start going during party days.
And we gotta go to the parties.
That
Both.
too.
All right, so Chris, your first character that you're gonna try to break into their computer is Lumiere.
Okay.
Your first clue is his girlfriend's name.
Oh,
And your
crap.
second clue is the number of years they have been rusting.
Oh. I bet 15.
Try again. One of them is correct.
Needing so much more than dusting. Oh, why can't I remember the line before that, though? Oh, do Babette 11.
So close. Molly, you get to steal.
Molly, take it.
It's Babette 10, I
That is
believe.
correct. For
That's
10
what it
years,
was.
we've been
Been
rusting.
rusting, needing so
Needing
much
so much
more
more
than
than dusting.
dusting.
Yes, so
I could
Lumiere's
remember
password.
everything but the number.
Yep, Lumiere's password, Babette 10.
All right, Molly gets a point.
Yep, Molly, you are going to figure out Luigi from Cars, his
For a
password.
second, I thought you meant like Luigi from Mario, and I was like, Mamma Mia!
All right. His password, clue number one, the brand of car he is obsessed with. And number two, the number of free snow tires he offers Lightning McQueen after purchasing just one regular tire.
Oh no. Ferrari 4.
Ooh, part of it is correct. Try again.
Okay. Ferrari 2.
Ooh, incorrect. Chris, would you like to steal?
I would love to steal if I knew the number. Ferrari 5.
So close. The correct answer is 7. He offers
Oh.
him, you buy 7 tires, I give you one. Oh no, you buy one tire, I give you 7 for free. Final offer. So I will
That's
snag a
right.
2 points on that one.
Congratulations on your points.
Thank
I
you,
feel like
thank
he's
you.
going to get a lot before the end of the day.
Chris, back to you. Edna Mode. The thing she despises the most.
Okay.
The temperature Jack-Jack's super suit can withstand.
Oh, crap. Capes 450, Capes 451.
Try again.
Notice I wasn't even close. Capes 212.
Incorrect. Molly, would you like to steal?
I'll try. I'll give it a shot. I think it's Capes 10,000.
Ooh, you are so close. It is Capes 1000.
I
1000
went with like
degrees.
any like temperature number I knew that actually like like 451 is the temperature that books burn.
Yeah.
212 is boiling.
All right, Molly, to you.
Okay.
Sheriff Woody. Clue number one, Andy's last name. Clue number two, the number of people in the Roundup gang.
The look that Molly and I just both gave each other when you said Andy's last name.
Is it people specifically?
What do you mean? In the Roundup gang?
Yes.
It would be Woody and the gang.
Okay, thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
wanted that clarification.
Woody plus the others. How about that? So you know
Woody
there's at
plus
least
the
one.
others. Woody and others. Okay.
You roll the credits, it'll tell you Mrs. Blank is his mother's name.
Oh my
Oh,
God.
okay.
Huh?
I
Huh?
don't know why that just
Huh?
reminds me, but it does.
Okay, well, great. I'm gonna say Smith 4.
Part of your answer is correct. Think of another common last name that's not Smith or Johnson.
Can I get a Jones 4, please?
Incorrect. Chris, would you like
Dang.
to steal?
I would like to get myself on the board for once. Davis 4.
That is correct. Davis. 2 points
Know
to
what's
Chris.
funny is I
Wow.
saw something with Ann or with Mrs. Davis on it the other day. I was like, that's not right.
And Chris, it's your turn.
Oh, crap.
We are
Wild.
going to try and figure out Sully's password from Monsters, Inc.
Okay.
Okay. Boo's real name and code for white sock.
Okay, well, I know that it's 2019. Boo's real name is escaping me all of a sudden, and I used to know this.
Molly is like, I know what it is. I'm panicking.
Something 2319. It's not Molly.
No, it is not.
No, I'm Molly.
Not Sarah. Oh my gosh. I'm just gonna go through all these names real quick. Boo, Sarah,
Boo. Boo's
Molly,
real name is Boo.
Mary, 2319.
That is correct. 3 points, Chris. Good job, bud.
Gosh.
All right, Molly, to you.
Okay, I'm scared.
Iron Man.
Huh? Okay.
His wife's name, the amount he loves his daughter.
Oh. Can I get a Pepper 3000,
That
please?
is
That
correct.
is
3 points.
correct.
Nice job. Chris.
Sí, señor.
Captain America.
I'm in trouble.
What Iron Man says to Captain America when Cap says something slightly inappropriate,
Okay.
and how many movies Captain America appears in?
Language. I'm counting on my fingers for our friends that can't see us right now. There's Captain America. There's the Avengers. Language six.
Try again.
Can I get a higher
Higher.
or okay? I was like, can I get a higher or a lower here? Language 12.
Incorrect, Molly.
I believe I've hacked it. I think it's language 7.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Language 9.
9? Which two am I missing?
Let's
We
Google,
don't know
shall
which
we?
two
'Cause
you.
I don't know. I Googled how many he was in,
What
and
do
it
you
said
mean?
9. I was like, I don't know which ones you know, so I can't tell you which ones you're missing.
Well, because like you got the three Captain Americas, you got Avengers 1 and 2, and then you've got 1 and 2
Oh. Infinity War.
Infinity Snores.
Okay, hang on. Wait, wait, wait.
You're not wrong.
This one's telling me. Okay, so now I'm seeing 11, and now I'm seeing 8.
What the heck?
So that if it's 8, it's Captain America, the First Avenger, The Avengers, Winter Soldier, Age of Ultron, Civil War, Infinity War, Endgame, Falcon, and Winter Soldier.
Oh.
But is that a movie or is that a
Wait,
show?
I think that's a show.
Which one?
Falcon
Falcon
and
and
Winter
Winter
Soldier.
Soldier. No, but I don't think that's Chris Evans, Captain America.
Hang on, hang on, hang on. Molly, I might be giving this to you. I have to verify.
Chris Evans portrays Steve Rogers in the Marvel Cinematic Universe films Captain America: The First Avenger, The Avengers, Captain America: The Winter Soldier, Avengers: Age of Ultron, Captain America: Civil War, Spider-Man: Homecoming, Avengers: Infinity War, and please hold because the thing cut off there. Avengers: Endgame. So what
So
are
eight.
we?
So eight.
Eight?
Did
Because
anyone
I
guess eight?
said 12, she said seven.
I yes, it's seven.
Then your first one was six, right, Chris?
Correct.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna give myself points either because
Just we all had to go research that
correct.
one.
So hang on.
So again,
One,
that's if we're only going off of Chris Evans, Captain
two.
America.
Right, because he was in
Well, and that's we are.
the
We're
oh.
going after
So you
Chris
got the
Evans.
tension. Because he's in those little shorts.
Yes.
Yeah.
I forgot
Okay.
about that.
So no points at all. No one gets points. We are on Molly, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Tiana.
Okay.
Her father's first name. The number of leaves in her tiara.
Okay, I don't think this is right, but it's not Papa Five, right?
Is not Papa Five. Five is
I love
correct.
that.
Papa is not. Try again.
I got this. No, because it's familiar to me. Oh, James Five.
That is
There you go.
correct.
2 points.
2 points.
I remembered because my brother's name is James, and I'm
I
like,
was about
it's
to be like,
familiar.
my middle name.
Renee?
Yes, Renee. How did you know? So, for those listening, Molly and I, when we were working monorails, would randomly just start calling random people like their first name and then Renee as their middle name. Every single person that we knew. Don't know why. We just thought it was hilarious. So everybody was Christopher Renee, Molly Renee, Ryan.
Ryan Renee.
Yes. So it just, Inside joke. It was funny at the time. It still is. You just had to be there. Chris. Yzma. The animal in which she turns into after drinking a potion.
Okay.
The year the Emperor's New Groove was released.
Crap. It's gonna be cat. Is it the 4-digit year or 2-digit year?
Four.
Okay. Just checking.
I was like, every year is four? But I see what you're saying now.
Yes. Cat 2001.
Incorrect. Try again. I'm also going to give you a hint on this one. Think of not cat, but another word.
Kitty?
Closer, yes.
Okay.
Different suffix. Other than kitty.
Okay, I click now. So I was completely wrong then, because you laughed at when I said 2001. So
You're not too far off.
Kitten 2000.
That is correct. I was gonna still give you Cat 2000 if you got it, but I just took
Okay.
kitten because I'm pretty sure she says she's a kitten. I don't remember.
Yeah. I don't remember. I should go watch that.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, Molly.
Soon as Christmas is
Yes.
over.
Okay, this is one that you're gonna get the point if you're above or below 100 in the number.
Okay.
Dang.
If you
What a
get it
weird
right on,
password.
if you get it
Right?
right on, it's 5 points.
Okay.
So it's Luca.
Okay.
His best friend's name, the number of scales on Luca's body.
I'm just gonna say right now, if she does not give the get this, give yourself the points, because I have no idea on either of them right now.
The number of scales.
Yes, and it is a
On his
four-digit
body,
number.
a four-digit number.
Yes.
Okay, great, because I was gonna go crazy for my first guess. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, can I do Alberto 6,428?
Okay. Alberto is correct. Go lower, but I liked
Okay.
your 438 or 28 or whatever you said.
Okay, great. Can I do Alberto 4,428?
So close.
Don't tell me.
Chris, give it a try.
Okay, yeah, since I now have the first part, Alberto 2428.
Guess we're so close. It is Alberto
1,400.
3,436.
Wow.
Good try. Great try, everyone.
Wow.
That was a tough one.
That's crazy.
You ain't getting to his. It is Chris's turn. Mirabelle. Clue number one. The item keeping the gifts within the family. Clue number two. The number of gifts within the family.
Okay. Got Maribel, her mother, the two sisters, Bruno, aunt. So at least eight. And I know this is not right, but doorknob eight.
You have half of it correct.
That's not helpful. Okay, let's try that again. Ignoring Abuela, because she does not. Her three kids.
Molly knows. She's like, I got this. I got this.
They had three, so that's six, eight. Casita eight.
Molly.
I believe it's candle eight.
Candle
That's what it
eight is
was.
correct. 2 points to Molly.
I couldn't think of the candle for some reason.
And Molly, it is your turn.
Excellent.
Ernesto de la Cruz. The song he ripped off of Hector, and the year in which Ernesto performed said song.
Okay. I
I'll give you plus or minus 2 years.
Can I do Remember Me 1932?
Try again. You
Oh,
have
man.
one number off. I'm not telling you which one it is.
Okay. Can I do Remember Me 1942?
That is correct.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm giving you three for that one.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yep. Okay,
I'm
Chris.
stealing his songs now.
This sucks. Chris, ready?
Go.
Raven Baxter.
Okay.
Her
Slay.
catchphrase, followed by the number of seasons the show ran.
Going 4 seasons, and I completely forgot her catchphrase all of a sudden.
I would love to say it right now, but I can't.
I know, right? Yeah.
Because it would go very well with you forgetting.
Molly, take it.
He's just handing it to you, Molly.
Oh, okay. Wait, I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time, please?
Her catchphrase, the number of seasons the show lasted.
Okay. See, I want to like I have like the answer that's in my gut, but then like catchphrase is also so specific.
It is not BAM! The other one.
Okay, is it gotta go four?
No. Try again.
Oh.
You get two tries because Chris gave it to you.
Okay.
I've got one now, but
I'll let you go again if she gets it wrong.
okay. Oh, wait. Wait, so question, was that a totally incorrect?
No, only half.
Oh, okay. Great, great, great. Can I Oh, oh snap, four.
Oh, snap four.
Yeah,
Is that what you were going to come up with, Chris?
no, the one that was stuck in my head is her catchphrase more of from the new series, which is "Ya nasty
You
four."
nasty. I forgot about you nasty.
You
That's the one I
nasty.
should have done. I believe it's Molly still.
Yes, but can we get
Yes.
a update on where we stand?
We are at, this will be question 14, the next one that I ask. Chris, you have a total of 7 points.
That's
Molly
more than I thought.
has 13, 14, and I have six.
Wow.
All
At least I'm
right.
beating Ryan.
We are at Xenon, Girl
Oh,
of the
gosh.
21st Century. Your first clue, the musical artist in which Xenon is obsessed with. And clue number two, the year in which the film took place, the future year, plus or
Okay.
minus 2 years again.
What is that? What are they called? Oh my God. Oh my God. Hold on. Wait. I gotta lock
See,
in. I
I've
got
got
this is
that
a
part.
lot
I don't.
harder than I
I
thought.
don't have the guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Have the year. I have the band. I have the artist.
Oh damn, that's crazy. God. See, I don't have the band, but I have the year.
I'll let you guys split it.
Right. Let's do it. I got the year, Chris. You got the
Okay. Protozoa.
1999.
1990 years in the which the year in which it
Yep.
was
Oh,
released.
sh my bad.
I need the year in which it takes place. That's why I said in the future.
My bad.
Would you like to try and go for a year?
Can I try? Is it 30.99?
No.
Okay.
Can Chris steal?
Chris
Sure.
could steal.
Is it Protozoa 2050?
Chris, you're 1 year off, so you get 3 points. Protozoa 2049.
Oh.
All right.
I remember seeing something a while back that was like, you realize that we're almost to Xenon, future time
Yeah,
frame, and I
we're
was like,
almost
holy
there.
crap.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about like Back to the Future. We already passed it. That's what's terrifying.
We've already passed Zach and Cody's Michelin
Reservation
star
date.
reservation.
Yeah. Okay. Chris,
See.
you get Walt Disney himself.
Okay.
Clue number one, the town in which his family had a farm.
Okay.
And two, the year in which he introduced Oswald the Lucky Rabbit.
Ooh.
This one you do not get a plus or minus two, sorry.
I'm
Got
gonna
to know it.
feel like a terrible human being and terrible historian if I don't get this right.
You get it, 5 points.
Oh, crap. I'm staring at Mickey, hoping that'll help me. So he started Disney Studios 23. Mickey is 28.
So somewhere in between there.
Was it year? Was it 1 year or 2 years after he lost Oswald?
Well, just remember.
Marceline, 1927.
That is correct. 5 points.
Nice, 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 nice.
Okay, Molly.
Yes.
There are two answers for this.
Huh?
There are two answers for this.
Okay.
It is Groot. Clue number one.
Is Groot.
The planet in which he is from. And the second is the number of limbs he has. Do it.
I am Groot. I am Groot.
So close.
So close.
Actually gonna give that to you. I had Groot. But I am Groot is also very good. I will give you 3 points. If you
Was
would
great.
have given me the actual information, it would have been Planet X4. But I am Groot was actually my first. Well, Groot was my number one, so I'll give
I
that
love
to
that.
you. Excellent.
And for our
Right.
listeners who don't know, I had a student last year give me a Groot shoulder pal without the part that actually attaches into your shirt to wear on your shoulder. So he sits on my microphone stand.
Love it. Okay, Chris, Baymax. His creator. The number of supers in the movie.
Baymax count as a super?
I think so.
Okay, just checking. Five.
5 what?
That's what I'm... Just five. No. Why can I not remember
His brother's name.
his brother's name? It's not Hero. It's starts with a T.
You're correct, it does.
So T, some random letters, five. There you go.
Incorrect. Would you like to try again?
Taka, oh, gosh.
Molly, I'm
Molly?
dying. Oh, you're giving it to Molly?
I believe it is actually Tekashi 6.
You have the name wrong.
What?
It is Tadashi Six.
Oh.
You're forgetting Hero, Chris. It's also called Big Hero Six.
Duh.
Right, two for me. All right. Kim Possible. This is for Molly. Her green enemy. How old she is in the series.
I believe that's Shigo 16.
Try again. Very close.
I Molly and I were both like, wait, what?
half of it's correct.
Well, oh, is it Shigo 15?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're
I was like, huh?
welcome. Chris, Ian Lightfoot from
Oh,
Onward.
God. Okay.
The voice actor's last name. This is Pixar's blank film of their 28 total films. So, where in the sequence of Pixar films is it?
I have no idea on the voice actor whatsoever.
You don't.
I've seen this movie once. I have no clue.
Molly.
What was, sorry, so I don't embarrass myself. What was the number one more time?
This is the blank film of the 28 total Pixar films.
Oh, yeah, that I
Where does
don't
it fall
know.
in the sequence?
Yeah, I think it's Holland 25.
Close. Want to try again on that number?
Holland 26.
Incorrect. It is
Dang.
Holland 22.
Ooh.
It's Tom Holland, Chris.
Okay, I was like, I had no idea.
All right, Molly. Rapunzel.
Okay.
Her pet's name.
Okay.
At least how old Mother Gothel is.
At least
At least.
Pascal 250.
Try again, higher.
Pascal 500.
Chris, would you like to steal? It's higher.
I don't know why, but Pascal 999 is coming to mind.
Oh, Chris, you're a one off. Pascal 1000.
Dang.
That's three in a row for me, guys.
Is crazy. This is bad. Chris, we gotta lock in.
I know, we gotta get better at this.
All right, so that was the end of round 20. Let me look at total scores here. At the end of round 20, Molly is in the lead with 19 points.
Nice. Clear.
Chris is in second place with 15 points.
Ooh.
And I have 12. We have 10 more passwords to get into.
All right, let's put our Hackerman hats on.
Okay. It is Molly's turn, correct? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. No.
No, you did
Wait,
Pascal. It's
no.
mine.
Yes.
Chris, you have Winifred Sanderson
Okay.
from Hocus Pocus. The first clue is a dead man's blank is needed for their potion. So what from the dead man is needed?
Okay.
And the anniversary the film just celebrated last year.
Oh,
So how
crap.
old was it
Was
last
it
year?
20 or 25? Oh, wait a minute. I can figure this out. Wait a minute. Ryan,
Yes.
I think you're off slightly.
Why?
Because Hocus Pocus came out in 93.
Correct.
You
I
didn't
said
even
the
make a guess
last
yet.
year. It is 2024.
Okay.
Last year was 2023.
Okay,
So
I didn't
how
hear
many
that.
years is
Okay.
that, Chris?
So that is 30 because I was born in 93. So I was like, wait a minute here. I didn't hear the last year. I just heard the last. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Okay. Dead man's I
Try
30.
again.
I, not a I, something 30. Ear 30. Finger. Oh. Toe 30.
Toe 30 is correct. 2 points, Chris.
Congrats.
Don't know where you came up with that after doing eyeball, but
I just started going down. I was like, eye, nose,
that's fine.
fingers, toe. Like, what sounds right here?
Okay, Molly. Halloween Town,
Yes.
Benny, the cab
Okay.
driver. Yes.
What he calls soapy. Or, oh my God, I just gave you the freaking thing. Okay, so let's change this up. He calls her Soapy. Her real first name is blank, and the number of bones in the human body. She's dying right now.
That was
It
hilarious. That was
was
great.
bound to
That was
happen
really.
at some point.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
just
Oh,
proud
my
of
gosh.
myself for making it through 22 of them without doing that.
Right.
You made it this far, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I believe the answer is Sophie 206.
That is correct. 3 points.
Thank you.
How did you know that's how many bones were in the body?
I just got random facts locked up in here, man. I
Right?
never know when I'm gonna need them.
I love it. Chris, Miss Piggy. Clue number one is her real name. Clue number two is the episode number in which Miss Piggy is referred to by her real name, plus or minus 5 episodes. Right on is 5 points.
I'm looking at Molly just going, why didn't she get this one?
It's not the way the cookie crumbles.
I know, but I feel it's only fair that she should have gotten this one considering I got the one about Walt. Also, I literally have no idea on I didn't know Miss Piggy had a real name besides Miss Piggy.
Molly, do you know that she has a real name?
Well, it's funny you should ask that because as a resident Muppet, I happen to know Miss Piggy has a real name. And if I remember correctly, I think I remember what episode it is. I think.
Stop.
I think. If I, okay.
I would love this.
Because I,
Plus or
well, I,
minus 5, you get 5 points.
okay. If I remember correctly, I believe the password is going to be Piggy Lee 107.
Molly, you are one episode off.
Oh my God. Was it 106?
It is 106.
And all I
I'm
can
giving you
think
the
is,
five.
I don't even argue that.
How did you
But now
know
thank you.
that?
But now you get to hear this.
So fun fact, my family had the entire Muppet Show DVD, or like the DVD box set, and so multiple times we would just watch the entire series like front to
I
back.
would never
I didn't
know
know
what
that.
episode number that is, though. Okay, Chris, what were you gonna say?
Am I a Muppet?
Or am I a
Am I a
man?
man?
Am I a man?
So
When
I
she said, "You're a
guess
resident Muppet," that's immediately what came to my mind.
did
That
you
song is
guys
just about me.
so when I was Googling this, it said something about there's a lady named Peggy Lee and they didn't want to offend her, which is why they changed her name from Miss Piggy or from Piggy Lee to Miss Piggy.
Oh,
Interesting.
that's a
Yes.
fun fact.
Yes. All right, Molly.
Okay.
Let's see if you even know who this is. Tom Baker.
Tom Baker.
Yeah. I'll give you a bonus point if you know what he's from.
I literally was just gonna ask you where he was from.
Chris, do you know where he's from?
I do not know where he's from.
Okay. Cheaper by the Dozen. It's the dad. Steve Martin. Or,
Oh,
yeah,
Steve
Steve
Martin. Yeah,
Martin,
Steve
right?
Martin. Yeah, Steve
Okay.
Martin. Uh-oh.
Okay. So your first clue is his oldest child's name. Second is how many sets of twins are in the family?
I don't know who the oldest is, but I think there's three sets of twins. So I'm gonna say Charlie three.
Charlie is the second oldest. Chris, she is incorrect on both. Would you like to? Oh, wait, I guess, Molly, you get one more. Sorry, you get one more chance.
Okay. Is it, sorry, is it sets of twins or number of
Sets.
total twins? Thank you.
Sets.
And it's not three?
It is not three sets of twins.
Okay. I have no idea who the oldest is. I got no clue. Let's say Clyde two.
My dad's nickname.
Yeah.
You're half correct. Chris, would you like to steal?
It's totally Clyde, my man.
Is totally Clyde. We all know it. It's not Charlie. It's two, but it's not Charlie.
The oldest one comes back in the second and has a boyfriend that she brings home.
I know this is not right, but it's what I'm going with. Hillary, too.
Incorrect. Hilary Duff is the third oldest, I believe, in the series.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It is Nora, too.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Nora. Okay.
Hillary and Lindsay were the two names stuck in my head, so.
Yes. Number 25. Molly, Eggie Cromwell. Oh, wait, no, this is Chris's
Chris.
turn.
Chris.
Sorry, Chris. Eggie Cromwell.
Okay.
Her granddaughter's love interest's name in the second movie,
Okay.
followed by how many years Halloween Town has been around?
Oh,
How long has
crap.
it existed?
Like the movie or Halloween Town?
Halloween Town itself, the town of Halloween.
Now double crap.
Town of Halloween Town.
Wanted to say Luke, but I know it's not Luke because you said second movie. Cal. There we go. Cal. C-A-C-A-L or K-A-L. Cal 500?
Incorrect, higher.
Cal. 3,000.
Incorrect, Molly.
Cal 500.
I said 500.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Try
Cal
again.
1,000, please.
Cal 2000. Cal
No.
2000. Okay, Molly.
Dory. I forgot to
She's
give
already for
myself part of the password.
I was about to say, and he's already forgotten. That's hilarious.
No, I had to fix it. Okay. Clue number one. A name that she accidentally calls Nemo, in which is a nod to a red puppet, and the movie runtime in minutes.
Is it Elmo 138?
Your first half is correct.
Okay.
138 is too long because that would be 2 hours and 18 minutes.
Oh my God, you're so right. That you're so right. Can I get Elmo 98?
I'm going to give you 1 point. You're one number off. It is Elmo 97. Oh, sorry, Chris. I guess I should have let you steal that.
Was like, okay.
Well, Chris, if you get this one, I'll give you an extra bonus. Oh, okay, here's the deal, Chris. This one's hard. So, Chris, if you get this on the first try, I'll give you 10 points. 10. If you are plus or minus 100, you get 5 points.
Oh gosh.
If you are plus or minus 100 and you're second, you get 3 points. It is Randall Boggs. Clue number one is his partner's name. So Mike is to Sully as this person is to Randall.
Correct.
And the score total or the scare total in which he surpasses Sully when he becomes the number one scarer.
Mike is to Sully as Blank is to Randall. Mike is to Sully as Blank is to Randall.
Molly, do you know it?
The partner's name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know I love Monsters, Inc. I know all those funky little guys.
Not water noose. I mean, technically water noose, but not in the way you're thinking.
Correct.
I got punky little eyeballs stuck in my head.
And a funky optic knife.
Yo and me together.
I will thank Molly though, because she just gave it to me without realizing she gave it to me.
Okay.
Well, the first part.
Okay.
She said funky, which reminded me of fungus.
Okay.
But don't worry, Molly, because I have no idea what the whole scare total was.
Okay, go ahead, Chris. Just give a random number.
Fungus 2785.
Incorrect. Try again.
Fungus 27,310.
Okay, well, you're off by about 50,000 and you also have the name wrong. Molly, go ahead.
See, I know the name, but I can't.
I'll give you two shots at this as well. First one is 4 points, second one is 2 points,
Okay.
plus or minus 100.
Is it fungus 101,530?
Incorrect. I also told Chris the name is incorrect.
It's not fungus?
It is not.
How is it not fungus?
What's his name?
Right? That's what I'm like.
It's not fungus?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm double checking.
More importantly, I'm wondering what the scream total was.
Yeah, this guy, right?
Wait, why does it tell me it's Henry?
Who's Henry?
Jay Waternoose.
Wait, is that what I. Oh, you know what? Okay. Well, the more you know. Okay, so it's fungus, Molly. What's the number? Not 100 something. Try again. When he gets the all-time scare record, it is 103 something. You're right. But this is when he surpasses Sully the first time. So it's under 103.
Is it 99,306?
I'm going to give you a point.
You're so
J.
close.
It is. I thought it was Henry J. 99,857. But it would
Yeah,
be
it's Henry J.
fungus.
Waternoose.
It would be fungus 99,857. So I apologize.
Great job.
Moving on. That's my second mistake of the day. Maybe third. Okay. Whose turn is it?
It's
Believe
mine,
it's
I believe.
Molly's.
Okay. We're doing Olaf. So this is all revolving around Olaf's frozen adventure. The first clue is the film in which Olaf's frozen adventure was featured. So what movie did it take place before as a pre-show? And the number of songs in Olaf's frozen adventure.
Both great questions, honestly. Great questions all around. Okay, well, it was something obviously that came after Frozen. Oh, okay. No, I got the movie because no, I remember this. Because I remember seeing this in person. In theaters. Okay. And then how many songs were in it?
Yes. Well, let me rephrase this. I have number of songs in it, but you could also say on the soundtrack to be more specific.
Okay. That doesn't help, but thank you for
It
that
is a
additional context.
two-digit number.
A two-digit number
Yes.
for a short?
Correct. It's a
I know, right?
20-minute short, Molly.
That's a track a minute, Rye.
Well, not necessarily.
Yeah, not necessarily.
Almost. I see, I said when you said
But
two
that's why
digit,
I'm saying
I
soundtrack, because it might not be lyrical.
Okay. You know what? I'm just gonna go with Coco 17.
Try again less.
Coco 12.
Chris, would you like to steal?
So obviously less than 12, but two digits. So that leaves me with 10 or 11. 11.
What's the first part?
I just said Coco 11.
Okay, Coco 11 is correct.
I'm like, I just said Coco.
You didn't say Coco,
One.
you just said 11.
You
I
did.
swear I said Coco.
No, you were just like 11.
My bad.
Okay. Chris, Madame Zeroni
Okay.
from Holes, for those who are unaware.
Remember.
Her great, great, great grandson's name, the length of the curse on Stanley's family.
Let's see. Great, great. Great grandson of Madame Zeroni. Hector Zeroni.
Or you could give his nickname. It's actually his nickname.
Zero.
Okay, sorry.
You're good. I appreciate it. I was getting there. Zero. Dude, you're no good. Rotten, cheating. Great, great, great
The
grandfather.
fact that he's literally quoting this movie right now.
No, I'm impressed. I'd usually just pull my answers out of my butt.
I really, really liked Holes as a kid. Oh gosh. 103 is coming to my mind for whatever reason.
Try again, higher. It is a round number.
Always go back to this number and I'm always wrong, but 500, 0, 500.
Incorrect, Molly.
I think that I think it's 0, 160.
The correct answer is 0, 150.
50.
150.
Okay, we have
Only if only the woodpecker size.
one question left. Here are the final tallies of scores. In first place, we have Molly with 29 points and
Wow.
a two-way tie between Ryan and
Ah,
Chris
crap.
at 18 points. And Molly, it's your question.
Oh my God.
So, we're looking at Pleakley from Lilo and Stitch.
Ah, oh, I love him.
He is a member of this federation and Stitch's experiment number.
Oh, what's the Federation called again? Is it Universal Space Federation 626?
Try again.
Okay. Ah.
Closer than I expected.
I don't think it's space. I don't think it's space. Is it Universal Galactic Federation 626?
You have too many words in it. Shorten it. I'm
Well,
just looking for one word.
those are my two guesses.
I know, but I'm looking for one word.
I think Chris gets a steal now.
Okay, Chris, I'm looking for one word.
I'm not sure one word you're looking for, because my answer was United Galactic Federation 626.
Okay, well, this is the Federation he is in, so Federation is not a part of it, and I need one word.
Oh.
Did you get it, Molly?
Yeah. I think I already
Well,
kind of said it, but I just put in too many words in
yes, you
there.
had too many words. That's why I was trying to give you, like, take some words out. But then you handed it to Chris.
I was legally obligated to.
Okay. We appreciate that. United Galactic 626?
Oh my God, it's one word, Chris. It's Galactic 626. Final numbers are in.
I hate that I just lost to Ryan.
29 points to Molly.
Yay!
20 points to me and 18 points to Chris.
Boo.
Chris, I gave you so many chances on the last one. So many. Oh, Lord. Okay, friends. Hopefully you all liked this little game day we had. Hopefully it wasn't too challenging for you. Let us know which ones you thought were super easy, which ones you thought were challenging, if I deserve to get second place or not. And until next time, please follow us on Instagram, DCP Anonymous Pod, and DCP Anonymous at gmail.com. Until next time, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Molly, and you've been listening to the DCP Anonymous podcast. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.
Chris got third place.